Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon. Scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocolassus.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. And I have to apologize to him. I almost got my weeks confused. So my apologies. I was thinking that I was going to have Al Rasuli coming up And then, and I don't know why it's sitting here right in front of me, but at any rate, yeah, when it must be Friday. Man, I'm ready for the weekend, let me tell you. Anyway, I'm very pleased. I even announced that you were going to be here yesterday and, you know, looked forward to having some conversations with you, especially some breaking news having to do with January 6th. So at any rate, I want to welcome Jeff Zink, who is running for Congress in Arizona, and we are believing very much that Jeff is going to be the next congressional representative in his district for Arizona, and I want to just say welcome to Jeff Zink. Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Greg. I really appreciate it, thanks for all the listeners that are out there. You know, your prayers and everything are making a difference. And I'm going to jump in because I've got a lot to cover of what's taking place with January 6th.
Yes.
We've got some news that just absolutely has floored us. The fact that when we filed a legal brief with the Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, in regards to the sovereign rights of the citizens in Texas and the sovereignty of the state. All right. That's what we went on, because all states have the sovereignty and the federal government cannot come in and arrest people without going through proper channels. We've now recently realized that they did not go through those proper channels, which now, as we're gaining more and more information and looking into this new thread, we're looking at almost 600 of the 740 people that are incarcerated being released immediately once this hits the Supreme Court, because they're going to have to rule on already statutory laws that have been ruled by the state or by the Supreme Court. And this is a great news. I mean, we are so excited, because everything that we have put in, we've got 130 attorneys that are involved in this that are helping. We've got all kinds of people that have put this legal brief together, and it's gaining momentum. And we've already heard that once it hits, it's going to be ruled in favor of the citizens, which will now force the hand of the Biden administration to release these prisoners.
Prisoners of war, by the way. I mean, this is utterly ridiculous. And here we have, just as a contrast, right? I mean, think about what has been going around social media videos by the radical left, and think about even what they have done since January 6th. They have gone into state capitol buildings and forced their way in and gone after state representatives and things of that nature, Jeff. And there's been absolutely almost no news coverage about those kinds of incidents and nothing done about them.
No, there hasn't. And that's the thing that is so disconcerting. We have a propaganda machine that is bought and paid for by the government, by George Soros. And one of the things that I know this is a shameless plug, but here's the thing. If you don't go to my website at jeffzinkforcongress.com, if you don't go to that website, you don't donate and everything else, you're not helping the solution. Here's the reason why. The Marxist communist Democrat that I'm running against has stated two things that clearly should get everybody's attention. He is a veteran, but what he's willing to do to his own brothers and sisters in arms, stating that if they were at January 6th in Washington, D.C., that their benefits should be removed. That's the first one. The second one is when the truckers were going from California to Washington to protest the high gas prices and everything else, he made the other statement that the government should seize not only the trucks, but their bank accounts to prevent them from getting to Washington, D.C., and that is straight up Marxism. If you disagree, we have a constitution that states that you can peacefully protest and let your voice be heard. That's what our founding fathers stated, and he doesn't want your voice heard. And that's one of the reasons why we've had mass fraud that's taken place. And then I'm going to give another shameless plug to Dinesh D'Souza with the 2000 Mules. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to see it, because now you will be up to date with what I have known for over 18 months about what's going on with the corruption in our voting.
And I reached out to Dinesh yesterday. I know that they were at Mar-a-Lago doing a screening of that. Where can folks see that?
Actually, you can go to Dinesh D'Souza's website, and he has a link to the 2000 Mules. You can then request a copy of it. There's several people that have requested DVDs that you can show for your own home. Also check your local theaters, because there's a lot of theaters out across the United States that are now showing it. And so what I did on the day one on premiere, I actually rented out a theater and had a bunch of people fill it. They bought tickets and everything. I spoke before the show, told them that I worked the Arizona audit. I saw firsthand what happened. This is another layer to what they did. And when, after we got through, I gave out over 100 of my business cards that has running for Congress with my name, number, and email and website and stuff. And they were very disturbed by what they saw, and now understood partly of what I know. But unless you actually worked the Arizona audit and saw firsthand exactly all the fraud that came in, it's a death by a thousand cuts. And so people need to know this and understand what's taking place, that this is the largest power grab, so that the Democrats will be in power forever and the sovereignty of the United States will no longer exist, and communism is coming in, and it's through that Democratic Party.
It's really absolutely, I've been hearing reports about this film that it is absolutely, it'll take your breath away.
Yes, it really will. And the fact is that not only when you're watching it, they do a great job of literally backing it up with empirical data. And for those of you that don't understand what empirical data is, it is the sheer raw data that is given to every company in our country that they actually trace us. It's the same data, and they methodically walk you through how they actually tagged every person and showed how they actually stole it by stuffing ballots in these boxes that are not videoed and unattended. And in some cases, just blatantly in the open in front of everybody. They've gotten to the point where they don't care anymore whether people even know or understand what's going on. They just go and do it anyway.
It's absolutely horrific, what has been done. And we need to be aware of it. Now, there's also, apparently, Fox News is reporting that apparently there's information out that just came out today on January 6th regarding that the FBI was taking retaliatory measures against any FBI agents that were there, not as the undercover, not as the insurgents, but were there in support of President Trump.
Correct. And that is something that we've had several of the FBI agents that secretly reached out to people like myself, other people that I'm working with, other attorneys and stuff. And that's the reason why the FBI story is starting to fall apart, because they said, you know, we weren't a part of it. Well, all of a sudden now this information starts leaking out that there were FBI agents that were actually instigating and creating the problems and actually baited people into trying to break the law and do stuff. And the thing is that I applaud the Patriots. They didn't actually take the bait, but they did go inside, and that's not against the law. Going inside the people's house is, and it's happened before. I mean, think about in the 1960s, the Black Panthers, they had weapons and entered into the halls of Congress and Senate with weapons, and they got a slap on the wrist and told, okay, guys, you made your point. We understand, and we'll deal with it. But nothing happened. There were a lot of people, and we just had recently a gentleman here in Arizona was released. He was part of the Oath Keepers, and this is the evidence that they used, because that he's been arrested and was incarcerated from January 10th, 4 days afterwards. Now think about that. Not only did the FBI had to know who he was, know what he did, take it before a judge, and do that all within 4 days. He was one of the very first ones that were arrested. He was released. You know what they accused him of? They think he had weapons inside his hotel room waiting to take those weapons to January 6th to the Capitol, but yet he never left his hotel room, and they can't be for sure that he had weapons, and that they have a text message that says, well, we think he implied that there were weapons. That's all they had on him, not even enough to have probable cause, and he was incarcerated for over a year and a half in prison based on that.
All right, that Jeff, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more information. Folks, the assault on our freedoms and our liberties is so critical to understand. God is the grantor of our freedoms.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Jeff Zink. You can follow Jeff, by the way, at jeff4congress.com. jeff4congress.com. And he is really in a battle there in Arizona. And as he said, against somebody, I mean, we'll have retired Major Galvin will be on with us next, Fred Galvin, and his crew. He had to literally fight against the American government when he came back. They tried to basically they tried to court-martial he and his whole team after they were ambushed by an IED, and we'll get that whole story. But this is the kind of stuff that Obama started. It's why I jumped in and helped to defend the Raven crew that were contractors that were ambushed trying to save the life of an ambassador. And then they were prosecuted and held in jail by these kangaroo courts. President Trump actually issued a pardon to members of the Raven crew. But I'm telling you, folks, we have a president right now, and he is targeting our military. He just came out and said, Jeff, that anybody who basically voted for President Trump and is a part of Making America Great Again, that we are the most radical political group in the history of the world. That means we are more dangerous in his mind than the Nazis and the 6 million Jews and 4 million others that they murdered. We are more dangerous than the Ottoman Empire that literally wiped Christianity out in Constantinople. More dangerous than the Mongols under Genghis Khan. I mean, think about some of the atrocities that have taken place. You know, more dangerous than what's happening to Christians right now in Nigeria and Christian Armenian Christians on the border of Turkey right now that are both experiencing a form of genocide. More dangerous than the Russians who are trying to wipe out all ethnic Ukrainians right now in Ukraine?
Yep, you're exactly right. And one of the things that we need to recognize is that for the very first time, actually it's not the first time, Obama's was the actual first time, but this government is not for the people. It's not by the people, and it's not of the people. And I did it in reverse because that's exactly what they're doing. They're basically tearing the and ripping the fabric of our society and creating a socialist country. And so one of the things that we need to look at very closely is that, do you want to stay in a free country? And if you do, then I've got news for you. You're going to have to fight to save this country. And it's not picking up a gun. It's not, you know, going right to battle or anything with them. It's literally making sure that you register to be a poll watcher, that you go on the board of schools, and you sit on those school board meetings, and you become a board member, and you look at the curriculum of what our children are being taught. You then start making sure that your city councils and city mayors fund the police so that you can have safe streets. And then you take care of your area and what you can do. And everybody keeps telling me when they come to me, they go, but I'm only one person. But what I'm doing is that I'm a representative of 836,000 people. I'm just one person, but I have now collectively gone over almost 200,000 people that I've made contact with, and I'm making that small difference there and giving them hope that there's an alternative to the Marxist Democrat that I'm running against. And what we need to do is we need to be serious about taking care of our homes, our streets, our schools, our cities. And then we go to our Capitol and we hold our Capitol senators and House of Representatives. You hold them accountable. You make sure, and you, like in Arizona, we have the request to speak where you can sign up. And as bills are being presented, you can read those bills. You can actually input your opinion on those bills. And it's sent directly to every congressman or senator at the state level. It sends that information to them, and they read it, and they vote accordingly here in Arizona by the majority of the people that they hear from. And so the Republicans here have gotten together, and we now have droves of people that are now signing up. And our voices are now being heard, because beforehand it was just the Democrats, and that's all that was being passed was the Democratic program.
Right.
And that's what killed our country.
Well, and I would go further. I would suggest that it's not just socialism. It's Marxism, and it's atheism, and it's anti-God. And that's why Christians need to be involved. And if you are a white Christian male who believes in traditional values, or any Christian that believes in traditional values, this administration has said you're an enemy, and we've got to fight back against that.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I am really incredibly honored to have my next guest with me. He served 26 years as both an enlisted and Marine Corps officer, and of course, to be clear and honorable on this, I want you to know that once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. But he actively served in those functions. He was also assigned in infantry reconnaissance, force reconnaissance, and in Marine Special Operations Command, also known by many today because of some really incredible television programming, actually, MARSOC. He led hundreds of combat missions, including raids, deep reconnaissance, and ship seizures. And he and a group of MARSOC task force were deployed. They were conducting a combat mission in Afghanistan when he and six Marines encountered an IED, a bomb, and an ambush. And then not only were they ambushed by our enemies, but they were ambushed back home as well. He writes about it in his new book, A Few Bad Men, the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and betrayed in America. I want to welcome Major Fred Galvin to the program. Major, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Pastor Greg. Thank you for having me.
It is my sincere pleasure, sir, to have you on the program today. Take us back. Walk us through this. I got involved also in putting a spotlight and pushing the Raven story and what happened to those guys. And I said back then that this is a precursor for what these radical leftist administrations are going to do to our own soldiers. And of course, you are, you know, you guys lived this. But talk to me about what happened in 2007 that brought us to this place.
Absolutely, Pastor Greg. So our Marine Special Operations Task Force was the first that formed after Donald Rumsfeld directed all the services right after 9/11. He said, every service, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you will increase your capacity of special operations forces. And the Marine Corps resisted for several years. Everybody else, Army, Navy, Air Force, increased their capacity, building extra SEAL teams, building extra Green Beret battalions. Mm-hmm. Air Force also did the same with their pararescue and combat controllers. The Marine Corps said no. They believed that every Marine is elite. Just like in World War II, the Marine Corps was forced by President Roosevelt. When FDR saw what Churchill was doing with the British Royal Marines and creating their commando unit, mm-hmm. FDR wanted the same. So anyway, 2 years in World War II, they experimented and then they disbanded the Raiders in 1944 while in combat with the sentence, it is not in the best interest of the Marine Corps to have an elite within an elite. Boom, they're done. They resisted ever since. Rumsfeld directed this, and then when the Marine Corps thought they could slow roll it, and that Bush would be a one-term president like his father, that didn't happen. Bush was reelected. Rumsfeld stayed on as the Secretary of Defense, and then pushed the Marine Corps, thou shall create a Special Operations Command. And so we were the first to go out. We were ambushed in a very complex ambush in eastern Afghanistan, right on the Afghan-Pakistan border. What happened on that ambush is we were engaged with a suicide bomber that detonated a van filled with explosives and shrapnel right in the middle of our patrol as we entered this village. When we were shot at from one side of the road by jihadists in a vehicle driving directly at the front part of our patrol that had just been blown up, trying to finish that section of our Marines off. Then we were shot at on the exact opposite side of the road while we were taking sniper fire. Then they dragged a vehicle across the road, and a massive mob of military-age men swarmed at us. So thank God, this is what happened. We only had one Marine who was injured. Talk about the protection of the Lord when you're engaged. That, and this has happened multiple times. Mm-hmm. While I was preceding the creation of Marine Special Operations, when I was a Force Recon Platoon commander, so God does listen to the prayers of the righteous. He protects His own.
Amen.
And that day, that is exactly true. Our Marines extinguished the main Marine that took the brunt of that explosion. Was on fire, extinguished himself. He and a few others engaged the enemy. We killed them. And then after 5 minutes in the kill zone, this mission was meant to be a meet and greet with the tribal elders. Well, obviously we knew that the town is obviously a partisan towards the Taliban, right there on the Afghan-Pakistan border. That's basically Pakistan being the training sanctuary for the Taliban at the time. They'd come over, link up with their handlers in this little village, and then go on throughout every area of Afghanistan and get their jihad on against their infidels. So, yes, we were protected. I decided to abort the mission. I was on the patrol. This happened at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we returned to the base. By the time we got back to base, Pastor Greg, it was already on the BBC radio that we had killed women and children. So this turned into massive information operations. That couldn't be very predictable that you have an enemy that engages you directly and indirectly with information warfare. But what happened after that is just like the story of Joseph, when the Marine Corps saw this as an opportunity, and so did the Army. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we didn't want this. We're egotistical. We don't appreciate having a brother that thinks he's proud or boisterous or better. Mm-hmm. And they went right along with the energy that the enemy had created, and they threw us under the bus. It led to the largest. We had 45 criminal investigators and four prosecuting attorneys dogpile on the seven of us, seven Marines. It ended up two of us, myself and one other officer, were the co-defendants in what became the longest trial in Marine Corps history, 3.5 weeks in the courtroom, where they, instead of using a court martial, they use a court of inquiry. The main difference is there's no rules of evidence. So they could, and they did, utilize conjecture and hearsay. Doesn't require any facts to present evidence in a court of inquiry.
Wow.
That lasted 4 months after the trial ended is when they adjudicated it without using, Pastor Greg, I know your military background, you're familiar with military justice cases,
mm-hmm.
and there's three legal terms, innocent, guilty, as well as dismissed.
Right.
They didn't use any of those. They just said, you acted appropriately against a war crime that alleged 19 killed and 50 wounded of alleged innocent Afghan civilians, to include women and children, what every religion, every nation on this globe condemned. So that's that followed us around. I served 7 more years, returned back to combat in Afghanistan, served 3.5 more years overseas, but was forced out. And once I exited the military, this professional destruction that happened, that the Marine Corps did not ever, to this day, use any legal, very specific legal terms. The media just continued to write, well, they weren't innocent, so they'd said right. these Marines killed and are guilty of this. So this story is a true story, just like the few good men. That was based on a true story. This is also nonfiction. It's okay. real, and this is something that affects men and women who have answered the country's call and are serving right now and will serve, as many of these. It's not a book condemning the military. It's just like the title states, it's about a few bad men. And when you allow evil to prevail by doing nothing, it's going to continue to metastasize and grow.
Well, we're watching it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Major, but we just had Chaps Klingenschmidt on because we were talking about what's happening at the United States Air Force Academy, where they're forcing cadets out who will not take the injection for religious reasons. And you know, that's part of the oath. You and I took an oath. The oath was to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And when leadership, I don't care what their rank is, when leadership will not adhere to the oath that they have taken to defend the Constitution, and that means defending individuals and their rights under that Constitution, then they are in dereliction and violation of their duties and should be summarily court-martialed or at least brought proceedings against them accordingly.
Absolutely. And you're seeing a lot of this wokeness in the military where mm-hmm. from the Commander-in-Chief, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, from the inauguration, they made it very clear that their view is attacking their enemy, which they've publicly stated repeatedly. This is not me embellishing. I hope your listeners review this because I know many of them already know that they're talking about white male extremism in the military. And I'm not saying that someone, one or two, or the small exception, may think that, but that is not the number one problem in our military. I just 2 weeks ago finished 4 additional years as a government civilian. So 31 years of total service. I never saw someone say anything. I never saw any evidence of this. If so, where are their leaders? Who are they? Where are they located? What type of weapons? How are they communicating?
Right.
None of this exists. But
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, Major, when we get back. Folks, this is so critically important because these oaths also are taken before God. Most of us swore either on a Bible or with a Bible present. These are important things that we're talking about. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, and you can get more Chosen Generation, at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And those of you that are watching on the TV screen, you'll notice that I've got up the Capitol switchboard information for you, and I would very much encourage you to take that number down. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. You need to make contact with your congressional members, either Congress, where you have one representative, or Senate, where you have two. As I've always told you folks, it's so important that they know who you are. And then the second piece to this that's so critically important is they need to be made aware that our military members need to have the support and backing of their leadership when they get sent off to fight these wars and to fight these battles, and they need to be treated correctly and treated properly, and their commanders need to be honorable. And one of the other areas that you can talk to them about is what we talked about earlier in the program, and that is the injection issue and the right of military members to use a religious exemption. And we're watching massive either resignations or terminations of military members who, for religious reasons, have chosen not to take the injection, and they're being forced out. Now, Major, you were talking about individuals, you know, and you and I both have experienced this, people that have been in for many years who are just coming forward and saying, look, I can't serve under these conditions. I can't take orders when the individuals that are giving me these orders are not acting honorably. Can you talk a little bit about that, sir?
Absolutely, Pastor Greg. And I'll give one example that's in the book, A Few Bad Men. And as many of the readers may know, the focus of the book is while I was the commanding officer of the 1st Marine Special Operations Task Force in Afghanistan. However, this isn't just a teaser, but it's made as an example. A subsequent deployment back to Afghanistan that I was on as an operations officer for a Marine Reconnaissance Battalion, the commanding officer, while we had all this very precise aviation ordnance available and a platoon of recon Marines was enveloped, he dropped something that he was not authorized to drop, this level of ordnance, a 500-pound bomb 34 meters away. And as your service in the Air Force, your knowledge of aviation ordnance, I mean, there was regulations that stated we couldn't drop this within 180 meters. And he drops it 34 meters away from his own troops. And he also fired two surface-fired rockets. Also, these rockets are even bigger, 675-pound warheads each. You can't drop that within 180 meters. Marines were at 34 meters. We had much smaller, precise laser and GPS backup guided missiles, mm-hmm. 4 pounds, 10 pounds of high explosives. That's what I was urging him to use. I was a former instructor, the Marine Corps version of the Navy's Top Gun or the Air Force's Red Flag, and I controlled the aviation ordnance. That was my job as an instructor. So I'm advising the commander not to do what he did, and that we have other more precise, more suitable, appropriate, tailored aviation ordnance to use immediately. Not only did he drop these, when I asked him about following this, like, hey, I need to get your intentions on how you want to proceed in the future with aviation fighters, he said, and wait for this here, he said, Fred, I'm willing to sacrifice the lives of these Marines for the greater good, and I need to make sure you will too in all future occasions. And then he repeated that to me. And as an officer, the oath that officers take is different than the oath I took when I was a young enlisted Marine at 17 years old. Mm-hmm. The oath as an officer is to the Constitution. And it is, as you mentioned, you know, it invokes the name of our God. And when an officer receives an order that is knowingly going to waste American lives when there's other suitable alternatives that would preserve them, that's what we as officers are supposed to regulate the violence, ensure the best solution decisions are made when time allows. Mm-hmm. And time did allow, munitions were available. So this is registered in my mind as a former instructor at the Marines version of Top Gun is going to needlessly lead to massive loss of a platoon of reconnaissance Marines. And he's given me the order to go ahead and kill them on all future occasions. It was lucky those Marines lived. They were in a canal. We didn't know that. They didn't report it. We didn't have surveillance aircraft providing us imagery feeds. But
right.
The moral of the story is years later, a Marine impacted by that blast ended up hanging himself. Result of the, he had severe, not just PTSD, but traumatic brain, he had a TBI. Mm-hmm. He hung himself. And then following that, the Department of Navy 2018 conducted a panel of senior civilian officers at the senior civilian leaders in the Pentagon and found that my polygraph and everything that I stated, because I sent my statement, sworn statement with a polygraph taken by the President of the American Polygraph Association to 88 members of Congress, all the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, my Kansas senators and my Kansas district representative. And I also sent it to the Inspector General for the Marine unit I was serving in overseas. The Marine Corps to this day has done nothing. They promoted that, except for promote him. They awarded him. And he's currently in charge of, he's a senior Marine at the Virginia Military Institute. So these few bad men are still in circulation. If listeners don't take any action, this these people who are still in circulation impacting, you know, the training and mentoring of our future military officers, this is going to be passed down. This moral hazard will continue to metastasize in today's and tomorrow's military. And that's why, just as you had mentioned, Pastor Greg, listeners need to take action. They need to contact their members of Congress, and they need to read this book, because this is detailed by name, by date, and specifics. And there's even pictures that show who's who, and it's incontrovertible. This is not hearsay or conjecture. This is facts. And it's all been declassified. It's gone through the Pentagon's Office of Pre-Publication Security Review. I've been on hundreds of radio and TV appearances. The Pentagon has never objected or said a word about any of this. But we cannot have these leaders. Americans in uniform deserve competent leaders. And that's not what we have right now across the board. And citizens need to be concerned and take action.
You're talking, I mean, obviously, you know, these are serious situations where you're putting Americans at risk unnecessarily. We're also talking about, as I understand it as well, regulations and things that are being forced onto military members that are really just moral social experiments. And if you say anything about those moral social experiments, you can end up having a problem relative to your career as well. Am I correct in making that statement?
You're absolutely correct, Pastor Greg. The leaving 2 weeks ago, 4 years of government service as a civilian in Hawaii, none of these people who so many are saying, I'm getting out right at 20 years or into my contract, I'm going to get out. This is gone wholesale. These are Marines that love the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. They love their job. Their wives aren't complaining because they're stationed in Hawaii. None of them have told me that they have a better job lined up. It's a lot of this wokeness, this experimentation, as you mentioned.
Right.
People just want to serve in the Marines without having to bow down to these ridiculous edicts, which have there's no evidence that it increases readiness. Anything that people talk about that divides decreases our lethality, decreases our national defense, and has no part in our military today or tomorrow. And that's what's being forced. And that's why so many good men and women,
good leaders and good officers, are the ones that are stepping out, and therefore they're replaced by these other individuals. The name of the book, A Few Bad Men, The True Story of U.S. Marines Ambushed in Afghanistan and Betrayed in America. You can pick it up in Amazon, use Faith Harvest Church, and use Smile Amazon. Back after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.